Wisdom, today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for joining the show today. If you're encouraged through this show, I want to ask you to spread the word so we can reach more coaches. Like, share, and subscribe to the show, or leave a review with the podcast provider of your choice. Those simple steps make it easier for others to find the show, and it's greatly appreciated. Today, I want to do something a bit unique and ask a favor. If you're listening to this show as it is released, I'm currently on the mission field in Africa with my head pastor, Dale Braun, as we preach and teach in several villages. If you get a chance, I would like to ask you to lift us up in prayer so that our time may be effective here. Also, check out the show website at www.theultimateground rules.weebly.com. Here, you can find a contact form and reach out to the show. So if you have prayer needs, please feel free to let us know and we will surely lift you up as well. Today, I want to offer a brief devotional thought on the importance of wisdom. To do so, I want us to look at Proverbs chapter 1. Wisdom is important, especially for those in a leadership role like coaches who influence the lives of others. A great insight into wisdom is provided in the book of Proverbs, and if you've never really searched it out, I'd like to encourage you to do so. Simply a chapter a day in Proverbs, there's 30 chapters, 30 days in a month. It's an easy monthly study that can be of great benefit. In chapter 1, I want to point out a couple of things. Specifically, I want to put some emphasis on verse 7, which says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." I've heard wisdom defined best as the application of knowledge. Many people acquire knowledge, but few rightly apply it. That is wisdom. Here, this proverb tells us that true knowledge, important knowledge, only begins with a fear of the Lord. Now, this is an interesting concept that I think gets misconstrued often. We tend to think of the fear of the Lord as genuine fear, as in being scared or being afraid. Now, I want you to hear me clearly. That is most certainly a part of it. We should live in fear of the one that holds our next breath. However, there's more to this fear of the Lord than that. We often miss a sense of awe and wonder in God, one that recognizes all that He is and has done that necessarily requires worship of Him. It's an understanding of who we are in light of who He is. That also is a fear of the Lord. What it does is it puts us in our rightful place. The Proverbs tell us that in order to gain any true knowledge, this fear of the Lord must come first. In verse 7, we also see that fools despise wisdom and instruction. In other words, they think they have it all figured out. This is pride, and it comes before the fall. So coaches, we must be very leery of pride. Next, in verses 20 to 33, God appears to be speaking, and He makes one central point. Wisdom is available. As He describes it, she cries aloud in the street. However, God goes on to say that it's not sought out until calamity strikes. So wisdom is available, but it's often not sought out until bad things happen. Here's another simple translation. We easily fall into the trap that we think we have everything under control. I'm completely in control of my life and my circumstances. I don't need any help from other people or from God. But God declares that all of that is an illusion. How do we know this? Because what happens when difficulty or tragedy strikes? In verse 27 to 28, God declares, "That is when people call on Him." And at that point, he will not hear their cry. Essentially, the proverb goes on to say that they did not heed God's call. They did not want wisdom because they despised it. They despised the fear of the Lord. And as a result, they're going to reap what they sow. So what's the lesson for us? It's this: seek wisdom while it can be found. How many of us have a Bible easily within reach or could easily get one? How often do we read it and allow its wisdom to impact our life? Do we recognize who God is and what He's done on our behalf? That is true knowledge. It's available, but we have to seek it out. And we can't wait until disaster strikes. The same can be said for our job as a coach. We live in an amazing technological age where information is available at our fingertips. As a coach, are you using that information to get better at what you do? Are you reaching out to more experienced and wise coaches that can help you develop your knowledge of the game so that it can be transferred to your players? As a coach, are you reaching out to other coaches? See, it's easy to feel like you don't have it all figured out, and therefore you can't really provide much to other coaches. But nothing could be further from the truth. The key to helping other coaches is simply being one step ahead. And many of you that are listening right now are one step ahead of somebody. So share what you have and build up other coaches. Again, the point is this: if you're not seeking out knowledge and wisdom as a coach, then you're the same as the wicked man in Proverbs, who despised knowledge and instruction. If you wait until calamity or disaster, it's going to be too late. Wisdom begins with a fear of the Lord, recognizing who He is and how He has blessed you today. Where you are as a coach is a blessing. So today, honor Him by seeking wisdom and knowledge. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.